no warning signs that I'm aware of.
And it was a revelation that the White House had no intention of making public.
President Bush was told in August that Osama bin Laden might be planning an attack in Baden to hijack.
Could have predicted.
Nobody in our government, at least.
August 6th, TDT.
I believe the title was Bin Laden Determined to Attack Inside the United States.
70% of family members' questions were never answered during the 9/11 Commission report.
The Hamilton and Thomas Dean said they were set up to fail.
I mean, I'm a member of the commission. It's a scam. It's absolutely disgusting.
The questions, Mr. President. The questions.
Building 7 ablaze at the moment and apparently getting ready to collapse.
Building 7. Free fall collapse.
Well, no, there's never 7 coming down. The excitement and the fun that people get watching an old building being demolished, and they're wired very carefully for days. It is a very careful operation.
Third time today. It's reminiscent of those pictures we've all seen too much on television before when a building was deliberately destroyed by well-placed dynamite to knock it down.
The smartest thing to do is pull it. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy.
We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7, in the World Trade Center complex is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing.
The Pentagon. Vanishing airport.
My close-up inspection, there's no evidence of a plane having crashed anywhere near the Pentagon. The only site is the actual side of the building that's crashed in. And as I said, the only pieces left that you can see are small enough that you could pick up in your hand. There are no large tail sections, wing sections, a fuselage, nothing like that anywhere around, which would indicate that the entire plane crashed into the side of the Pentagon.
Firefighters and police. Describing explosions. A lot of them.
The secondary explosion. We've got numerous people covered with dust from the secondary explosion.
Just floor by floor, it's sort of popping out.
It was detonated.
Looks sort of like the building just demolished.
Even if there was no secondary explosives in the building.
Kind of like gunfire. You know, bang, 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 bang. And then all of a sudden, three big explosions.
Do you know if it was an explosion or if it was a building collapse?
To me, it sounded like an explosion.
Chief Albert Turry told me that he tried to get his men out as quickly as he could, but he said that there was another explosion which took place. And then an hour after, there was another explosion in one of the towers here.
Sybelle Edmonds, FBI translator, breaking her gag order.
All our intimate relationship with bin Laden and Taliban. We did carry very intimate relationship with these people all the way up to September 11.
Bin Laden was spirited into this military hospital in Rawalpindi for kidney dialysis treatment. The military had him surrounded. They were saying that Osama bin Laden had to be watched carefully and looked after.
NORAD standing down. Where were the planes?
On now to one of the eeriest moments amid the carnage of 9/11. A mysterious plane was seen flying right over the president's residence.
The E-4Bs over New York and Washington, otherwise known as the Doomsday Planes.
It has never been officially explained.
Cell phones working at impossible altitudes. Solicitor General Ted Olson, receiving phone calls that the FBI says were never made.
What happened during that call? This is the only information we have on these terrorists. She was able to call him twice. How she could pull that off, we don't know, but she did.
These are the questions, Mr. President. These are the questions. They go on and on.
Good afternoon, Mr. President. I come to you today representing the families of the victims of September 11th, as well as millions of my fellow Americans. Hopefully by now you've had a chance to read my letter to you, 20 Minutes with the President. And if not, at least had its contents brought to your attention. We have questions, Mr. President. Lots of questions. A lot of them are detailed in my letter. But trust me, there are hundreds of your questions.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Over.
PBR Street Gang is almighty, almighty. I copy, over.
Well, Charlie Sheen, you haven't been back with us since about a year and a few months ago with your message to President Obama, your 20 minutes with the president that we just re-aired before you joined us. It's great to have you, Charlie. What's your take?
It's still topical. It's a timeless message.
It's a
timeless message. It's still right there in the fold.
Well, it certainly is. What's your message to President Obama refusing to answer the bullet points that you put down in that key document of the questions surrounding the tragic attacks of 9/11?
Well, I would say to B.O., like how much faith can I possibly have in you to run this entire country when 20 questions from a high school dropout sitcom actor appear to be too much to handle for you and your staff? It's like you've had almost 2 years to deal with this. I and it's like, you know, sorry, but you, sir, are obviously a coward in a cheap suit. And the bottom line, Alex, is I'm still here. His schedule is public knowledge. It's rocket science. This is not. Quit hiding. It's embarrassing, dude. Next subject.
Well, just briefly getting back to Obama for a moment, we did a lot of research for those 20 questions. Things like, Mr. President, six of the 10 commissioners and most of the lawyers on the 9/11 commission say that the official story is a lie. Please respond to this. Or, why did Building 7 fall at free fall speed? Please respond to this. But they don't want to respond to it.
Yeah, well, I think I think somebody is running at him right now with a tape recording of what I just spoke and said, they're on to us, man. He's back. We thought he was dead. Nice try, fellas. Anyway, enough of that. They know the score on that. Let's get the more, you know, contemporary stuff, because just, you know, what's going on, and people are so, you know, mystified by this odyssey that refuses to stop calling itself Charlie Sheen.
Absolutely, Charlie. It was good to see you a few weeks ago at your home.
You are
looking great, and you're completely clean, aren't you?
100%. You know, here's your first pee test. Next one goes in your mouth. No, you won't get high. It's all good. It's all good, guys. Quit panicking. No panic, no judgment.
And you're working out even a couple times a day sometimes.
Well, yeah, but there's only one time in the gym if you catch my drift, Alex. whatever. We're not live, are we?
No, we're live. Charlie, speaking of that, the media, if you don't want to go there, you don't want to ever defend yourself, but you've told me privately most of the stuff, most of the names, it's not true. But what is going on with the women in your life?
The goddesses. Alex, the goddesses, let me just say this about the goddesses. I don't believe the term is good enough. But when you're bound by these terrestrial descriptions, you must use the best choice available, right?
Yes.
So if you think about it, dude, it's like I'm 0-for-3 with marriage, with nary an excuse, but like in baseball, the scoreboard doesn't lie, never has. So what we all have is a marriage of the heart, of the hearts. And I, you know, to sully, contaminate, or, you know, or radically disrespect this union with a shameful contract is something I will, yeah, you know, leave to the amateurs and the Bible grippers. And then I just got to add this. There was a whole firestorm yesterday about Brooke being, you know, a part of our crew. And this, let me just say this. This is all I'm going to say about it is that where there were four, there are now three. But bye, Brooke, and good luck in your travels. You're going to need it badly. So
Brooke did go along with you, but she's not there now.
No, she's not there now, and we are, and I don't know, winning, anyone? Rhymes with winning, anyone? Yeah, that would be us. Sorry, man, didn't make the rules, oops.
Well, Charlie, I've known you for six and a half years or so, and I knew you were completely clean, and then I've known you since, but the point is now, I've never seen you, when I was out at your house and talking on the phone, so energized as you are now. I mean, you're on fire, as Nails told the news yesterday. I mean, I agree with that description.
Well, I think it was Nails that said, and I was really, really flattered because he got it right, that I'm not, you know, he might be Nails, but I'm freaking bayonets, you know. I am battle-tested bayonets, bro, and I'm tired. I'm so tired of pretending like my life isn't perfect and bitching and just winning every second, and I'm not perfect and bitching and just delivering the goods at every freaking turn, because look what I'm dealing with, man. I'm dealing with fools and trolls, you know. I'm dealing with soft targets, and it's just... You know, it's just strafing runs in my underwear before my first cup of coffee, because I don't have time for these clowns. I don't have time for their judgment and their stupidity. And, you know, they lay down with their ugly wives in front of their ugly children and just look at their loser lives. And then they look at me and they say, I can't process it. Well, no, and you never will. Stop trying. Just sit back and enjoy the show. You know?
Wow, I am speechless. Later, we're going to get into Apocalypse Now, but what comes to mind is when we were there a few weeks ago watching it in your home theater, when Colonel Kurtz is saying, you can kill me, but
you
can't...
You have the right to kill me, but you do not have the right to judge me. Boom. That's the whole movie. That's life. That's life. There's nobility in that. There's focus. It's genuine. It's crystalline. It's pure. And it's available to everybody. You just shut your traps and put down your... Weekly or TMZ and the rest of it, you know, and focus on something that matters. But you can't focus on things that matter if all you've been is asleep for 40 years. Funny how sleep rhymes with sheep, you know? Anyway, we're getting off topic.
No, Charlie, I mean,
topic because we don't care anymore, Alex. We don't care.
Is it fair?
Let's talk about this work thing, bro. Let's get to the work business because there's been a lot of speculation, a lot of rumors. Imagine that with the media.
Well, sure. Let's go over that because when I was there 2 weeks ago at your house, you looked great, totally clean. You were working out super hard. I went and worked out with you at that private gym. I mean, they put you through an incredible workout. You know, you're there exercising in the pool later, and you're saying, look, I'm ready to go to work. I'm ready to go right now. And then they add the lie that, oh, you don't have a hernia. Well, you know what? I've seen your hernia. I've got the same hernia in my belly button, and your hernia was hurt. But again, you don't want to defend yourself on that and you know, tell folks the truth about it. But the point is that it seems like there's some people in your life that are trying to demonize you. They're doing these vanity cards, talking about how they're going to outlive you. It seems pretty darn aggressive.
Yeah, I didn't care about that vanity card. In fact, I went straight on with that one and just dispelled that. And that was actually, you know, one of the few compliments that clown has paid me in freaking almost a decade. But I'm excited to get back to work. And not to completely discount what you just talked about. It's just if I bring up these turds, these little homunculus losers, there's no reason to then, you know, bring them back into the fold because I have real fame. They have nothing. They have zero. They have that night, and I will forget about them as the last image of them exits my beautiful home, and they will get out there and they will sell me, and then they will lose, and they will lose the rest of their lives as they think about me and my life the rest of their life. So it's just there's no. It's again, bring me a challenge, somebody. Bring me a freaking challenge because, you know, it just ain't there. Winning.
But you're ready to go back to work right now.
Well, yeah, but Alex, I gotta tell you, man, and you know, I'm tired of being told like, oh, you can't talk about that, you can't talk about that. Bull, S-H-I-T. Let me just say this: that it's nothing decided of deplorable that a certain Haim Levine, yeah, that's Chuck's real name, mistook this rock star for his own selfish exit strategy, bro. Check it, Alex. I embarrassed him in front of his children and the world by healing at a pace that his unevolved mind cannot process. Okay, last I checked, Haim, I've spent, I think, close to the last decade, I don't know, effortlessly and magically converting your tin cans into pure gold. And the gratitude I get is this charlatan chose not to do his job, which is to write. Clearly someone who believes he is above the law. Well, you've been warned, dude. Bring it.
Charlie, everybody that I know that knows you, and I know you well, talks about how behind the scenes you give incredible amounts of money to charity, you help people, you give things to everybody, you know, you go out and help firemen and school children. I mean, you but genuinely are a nice guy, but you've always just let people attack you and lie about you. And in the years I've known you, and in the years people that have known you for decades, they say Charlie is on fire. And after he came out of what he's been in the last 7 months, he is not putting up with people trying to push him around anymore. Is that fair to say?
It's yeah, it's an understatement. You know, it's I'm sorry, man. I got magic and I got poetry at my fingertips, and I'm, you know, at most of the time, and this is, you know, this includes naps. You know, I'm an F-18, bro, and I will destroy you in the air, and I will deploy my ordnance to the ground.
Are you going to announce your new tattoo here on air?
Yeah, why not? Because it's just pure and complete gnarlyisms. Yeah, I sat with two. Hey, coincidence! F-18, the Top Gun, radical fire napalm dropping pilots in my movie theater watching the attack sequence, the chopper attack sequence on the beachhead to go surfing because they wanted to, and those people were in their way. And I was getting a tattoo during the death from above, and it was it's the banner from the death card that Kilgore is throwing on his victims. But there's also falling from it is the apple from the giving tree. There's my life. Deal with it. Oh wait, can't process it. Losers winning. Bye bye.
When are we going to see this tattoo?
Well, if my man, if my man Steve is listening, I'm sure it'll be headed to you in just a matter of moments.
Well, that's awesome, Charlie. I know you've got some surprises coming up in the next few weeks, but we'll let you roll those surprises out. Moving on along here, Major League 3, your other two were giant hits, and I knew the inside baseball of some of the planning for that. You told me about it a while back, but now it looks like it's really starting to come together. Tell us about when we're going to be looking for Major League 3 and who's going to be in it.
Major League 3, I don't know. I haven't read it. I don't care. It's being directed and written by a genius named David Ward, who, won the Academy Award at 23 for writing The Sting. And it was his pen and his vision that created the classic that we know today as Major League. In fact, a lot of people think the movie's called Wild Thing, as they should. But whatever, I agreed to do it. There's one deal point that Jim Robinson, a wonderful man, and Morgan Creek, a great company, need to work out. If they want me in it, it's a smash. If they don't, it's a turd that opens on a tugboat.
Oh, boy, I tell you, because the word in the news is, all over the L.A. Times, New York Times, is that it's a done deal. You're in it, and it's coming.
Wow. Well, I didn't get that text yet, you know?
Well, as we know, the mainstream media gets a lot of things wrong, Charlie. Side issue.
No way. Those guys, damn.
Why did you decide to, basically unleash yourself here on this broadcast?
Because I'm just, I don't know, why give an interview when you can leave a warning, you know? That it's just not, I'm not fair game. I'm not a soft target. It's over. There's a new sheriff in town. And he has an army of assassins. Oh, we must speak of the Vatican assassins, yes. I don't read anything after it comes out because I will not waste my precious time on such ridiculous nonsense. But I understand, according to you, that there was a lot of curiosity about the Vatican assassin. And I'm like, guys, it's right there in the thing. Duh, we work for the Pope. We murder people. We're Vatican assassins. How complicated can it be?
Oh, my gosh.
What they're not ready for is guys like you and I and Nails and all the other gnarly gnarlingtons in my life that we are high priest Vatican assassin warlocks. Boom. Print that, people. Let's see where that goes.
Oh, man, I tell you, Charlie, we could tell the inside baseball. It's kind of a sick joke for me. One of my sickest forms of entertainment is people that make stuff up about me, just the pure baloney. And one time I was at your house and I was showing him stuff where they're claiming that we work for the Pope and stuff, and me and Charlie are Vatican assassins. So that's kind of the roots of that for the media. And Charlie called the great San Francisco Giants closer when he was visiting his house. Somebody
Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson.
Wilson. Hey, what was the full quote? You called him just awesome Vatican assassin.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, because he's nothing shy of that. And it is his job to go out there and embarrass people. Embarrass them. Not just beat them, but embarrass them in the process. And he's as radical as you think he might be.
Now,
and if he chooses to do so, he will stop your heart and he will behead you.
And all in service to the Pope.
Absolutely. That's what we do.
All right. Getting into Apocalypse Now, that's one of the things. It's probably my favorite movie. I know it's yours. Of course, your dad stars in it. You were there for months during the production of it. Put a big mark on your soul. Apocalypse Now, my friend.
I mean, there's not much you can say other than genius represents life. Apocalypse will teach you how to live inside of a moment between a moment, and that's where life is. Because I'm not just Captain Willard. I'm not just my dad, and I'm heading up the river to kill another part of me, which is Kurtz. I am every character in between, save for that little weirdo with his guts strapped in, begging for water. That's not me. But there are parts of me that are Dennis Hopper, because my motto now is you either love or you hate, and you must do so violently. And the reason you must hate violently is because, and you have to hate everybody that's not in your family, because they're there to destroy your family. And they will come at you in all forms and shapes. And therefore, there's nothing in the middle. I don't live in the middle anymore. That's where you get slaughtered. That's where you get embarrassed in front of the prom queen. And it's just not an option. So, within that is tremendous focus and tremendous clarity and tremendous peace, because you have absolute and total resolve about your decisions. If you love with violence and you hate with violence, there's nothing that can be questioned. And people say, oh, you know, you're going to work through your resentments. Yeah, no, I'm going to hang on to them, and they're going to fuel my attack. And they're going to fuel the battle cry of my deadly and dangerous secret and silent soldiers, because they're all around you. Anyway, thought you were just messing with one dude. Sorry. Winning.
Well, Charlie, I mean, I tell you, it is amazing. And I just appreciate you coming on today so folks can really hear the energized, unleashed Charlie Sheen. You wanted to talk about AA because, you know, when I was at your house, I said, man, great job being completely sober and, you know, how important it was.
But I can't use the word sober because that's a term from those people. And I have cleansed myself. I closed my eyes, and it's a nanosecond. I cured myself from this ridiculous model of disease and addiction and obsession. It's just the work of sissies. The only thing I'm addicted to right now is winning. You know, this bootleg cult. You know, arrogantly referred to as Alcoholics Anonymous, Alex supports a 5% success rate. My success rate is 100%. Do the math. Take, for instance, its founder, a desperate and, I don't know, broken-down plagiarist, stayed high on acid until the day he died. I can't seem to find that chapter in his silly book of lies. And then, Alex, try to get your mind around this as a fellow warrior deep in the trenches. Their entire manifesto is built upon a complete and total surrender, or the concept of complete and total surrender. They urge you to put down your sword and come join the winners. In 22 years, the only winners I could locate in their toothless warren were either driving a convertible van or living like trolls under some abandoned bridge. Another one of their stupid mottos, Alex, is don't be special, be one of us. Newsflash, I am special, and I will never be one of you. There it is.
You sound like Thomas Jefferson.
Well, I'm not Thomas Jefferson. He was a... no, but I dare anyone to debate me on things. Debate me on AA right now. My mind. I'm cured. I'm done. Well, we all have to sit in here and touch ourselves and frown. Well, you know, you don't look like you're having a lot of fun. I'm going to hang out with these two smoking hotties and fly privately around the world. You know, it might be lonely up here, but I sure like the view, Alex.
Well, it happens when you become the top of your game. You know, it's a double meaning. It is lonely at the top, and then a lot of people do hate you, come after you, attack you. And I know for years you've just put up with it, but it sounds like you're done.
I'm done. I'm done. It's on. Bring it, as I say. I ain't hiding. You know, and if you're a part of my family, I will love you violently. If you infiltrate and try to hurt my family, I will murder you violently.
In the info war.
In the info war.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We want to. The media would certainly try to spin that. You mean?
Of course.
Wow. We're going to come back, Charlie. We only got two more points to get to, and then we're going to bring up a mutual friend and another.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Another Vatican assassin. This guy's got more notches on his belt than, I don't know who, Black Bart, you know?
So we're going to break here in a moment and let you take a break, but come right back to you, Charlie, for a few minutes, and then we're going to introduce him with you at the same time, and we'll go on with him alone. But there are a few other points here. Jaws. Let's start talking about Jaws, how great that was. You thought to, a few days ago, go out on the Pacific Ocean in a big yacht while watching Jaws, and you said the horizon matched the television perfectly.
It was incredible. If you haven't done this, I urge you to make plans and do this tonight. What I wanted to do is I wanted to watch Jaws on the ocean in the dark and be afraid. I wanted to embrace the fear and relive the movie. What I didn't count on was it basically turned into Star Tours. It turned into 4D because there were moments during the Indianapolis speech, which is about looking fear right down the barrel, which nobody, you know, understands anymore, where their horizon matched ours. We were basically in the Orca listening to the speech. This is me not on drugs, bro. As I said, the first one's free, the next one goes in your mouth. So it was an incredible experience, and I felt, you know, I of course took full credit, but I had no idea that the fourth dimensional aspect of it would occur, and it occurred in such a magical sense that we all just sat there in awe and with our jaws open.
Incredible. Charlie, stay there. Take a break. We'll be right back with you and Nail. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The collapse of the dollar is imminent. You can protect your wealth by buying gold, silver, and strong foreign currencies, but what if the government confiscates your precious metals, implements exchange controls, or nationalizes your retirement? You need a backup plan. That's why you must move your wealth into an offshore asset protection structure. Go to CollapseProof.com to get your free special report and discover how to store your gold and silver in the world's safest vaults, or how to hold foreign currencies in a way that's safe from bank failures, bank runs, or exchange controls. Learn how the U.S. government failed to collect a $36 million claim because the defendant legally used an offshore asset protection program. This is what you need to keep your wealth safe when the dollar collapses, and CollapseProof.com can help. Our programs are 100% compliant with U.S. law, but you must act now before it's too late. Call 800-798-2008. That's 800-798-2008. CollapseProof.com. Asset protection in financially unsafe times.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Guest in a few minutes, we're going to bring in Nails here. Lenny Dykstra, center fielder for the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies, three-time MLB All-Star, 1990-94-95 World Series champion, 1986 with the Mets. And by the way, you haven't heard the media since he beat J.P. Morgan in court and beat over 200 SEC probes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They basically set him up, and I've done the research. He's one of the guys that's been beating the banks with the big mortgage gate situation. They set him up. He'll be joining us coming up to talk about baseball. Then after Charlie leaves, we'll get into his story. And then next week, a full hour with him. But, Charlie, you've got a note that you wanted to read here on air.
Yeah, yes, I do. And it's from one of my goddesses. It's from the Natty. And it just says, this is how blessed and perfect my insane life is. My monkey man, my king, my high priest, ninja warlock, I love you violently with the fire of 1,000 suns. Thank you for sharing your wisdom, experience, Jedi mind powers, amazing humor, and unconditional love. I am truly honored to not walk behind nor in front of you, but by your side. N with a capital C.
The joke that time about the Vatican assassins with you and you don't care if people run with it and them saying we're warlocks. I understand that's a funny joke to you, but they'll take it serious. Actually, one time I was at your house, you were reading the Citizen Rule Book and talking about our God-given rights. What is your view about heaven and hell and life? Because in person, you're a very loving, good person.
Yeah, I mean, I find heaven in the eyes of my family. That includes all of them. And I find hell in the eyes of everyone who tries to disrupt that love. Period, the end. Can't find that in the Bible, but whatever. It's really kind of boring and long and talking snakes and wow. I give up a whole Sunday for that garbage.
Well,
missing a lot of good sports, people. Lots of good sports.
Well, Charlie, I'm just glad that you are clean. And so you're saying never again, totally committed, this is it.
Right now it is. I don't know, man. I'm just saying, you know, I just don't subscribe to any part of the model. So I am my own man. I make a decision that day and you know, inside the moment. And I live with them, good or bad. They're mostly good, though.
Well, Charlie, before we bring Nails up here and talk about, you know, the baseball stuff you guys are doing and working with kids in the community like you did a few weeks ago and, you know, telling kids not to use drugs, what's your bottom line on any other points, because I know you've told me you're not going to be doing a lot of interviews, for anything else you want to impart to folks out there?
I want to see if Nails can get his beautiful mind around this one, because, you know, I look at the game of baseball and I'm reminded of a quote that I wrote. It is a perfect game where its poetic ebb and flow can silence the loudest crying infant in the universe into a smile-draped nap.
That's pretty heavy.
It's not bad. It goes on, but people will just tune out at some point because they're stupid.
Well, let me tell you, the voice messages you've left me that are private, that's some pretty powerful poetry. I mean, you're on fire. I mean, you're not reading poetry aloud in a voice. You are literally spewing pretty powerful poetry, even more powerful than what I've heard here today about Jaws, and that was pretty epic. I mean, Charlie, you're on fire.
Well, I've been, my passion was asleep for a long time, but like I told Dan Patrick, one of my favorite people alive, he's an absolute ninja warrior, Vatican assassin, borderline warlock. They couldn't extinguish my pilot light, and that was a mistake. That was their mistake. So, just dumped some rocket fuel on it, woke up my brain and said, all right, I woke up, I'm 45, I got five kids, and I've been pushed, you know, I've been dumped on for too long. And, one of my favorite poets is Eminem, one of the smartest cats alive.
He actually inspired me
to stay violent.
He actually put out a 9/11 truth video. I'm sure you're aware of that. Now it's 5 years ago. I mean, he certainly tuned into reality. You ought to reach out to him, Charlie. You could probably, you know, actually get a hold of him.
I'll reach out to him right now. M, let's hook up and just bring fiery death.
And you mean fiery death to lies and propaganda and hypocrisy.
Yeah, but see, look at how they've gotten into your brain, dude. It's like now we have to, like, qualify everything. I don't know. Fiery death, man. You know, let them figure it out.
No, I totally...
If it comes from the sky or from my heart, then it's going to have the same level of destruction.
Charlie Sheen on fire. Charlie Sheen unloosed. You're hearing the real Charlie Sheen here on air right now. And my phone...
Well, let me ask you this. Who have you ever referred to in the past as a tarot card?
You.
Thank you. I'll take it. I'm worth it.
Well, what I meant by that is you have always been a giant, you know, top of the cream Hollywood star for many years now, the number one TV show, most rated, most money. But now, because the media has continued to try to say you're going to be destroyed, now there's this image that you're bulletproof and invincible. And, you know, I'd say don't, you know, tempt the fates and you know, I pray for you and I love you and I care about you because I know you're real and you're a loving person. But, I mean, you have become an archetype of almost like Bacchus or something. You know, that's the Roman wine god. But,
I'm terribly flattered. Keep going. Keep talking about me like this. I don't need to hear this, man.
man, I tell you, Charlie, I was always amazed by your knowledge of history and interesting things, but you were so tightly wound and focused and quiet all the times I hung out with you, and then you kind of went into this wild period, and you've just come out of it.
I was shackled and oppressed by the deplorable, as I said, cult of AA for 22 years. So, you know, kind of feeling like it's time to stretch away from all those clowns.
Let me bring up one more point on that subject.
Yeah.
You talk about it being a cult. I don't know enough about AA. Never been to a meeting, but I have read their book. And I've talked to a lot of people that have been involved, and they do describe it as a cult, saying be part of the group, don't be an individual. And that's why I mentioned Thomas Jefferson. He was the opposite of that. And
right.
So it does have some of those hallmarks. But you know, also you've, are you saying basically it's something kind of like Scientology but different?
I don't know enough about what I call the Church of the Martian Idiot to comment on it. I mean, what they profess to believe in is, I don't know, I always thought it was like a really complicated long joke with no good punchline. I just 22 years around those impressive clowns and losers. I finally extracted myself from their troll hole and started living my life the way I want to live it. Because AA does not teach you how to live your life the way you want to live it. It's vintage. It's outdated. It's stupid, and it's worshipped by stupid people. And it is their fault. They're as dumb as step up. Step up and change it. Change it right now. Look your father in the eye and say, "You're wrong. I'm different. I'm better. Watch me. Watch me bury you."
And Charlie, you will be back at work Tuesday.
I'll be early. I don't sleep. I wait.
I know you don't sleep. Sometimes I get texts from you, at 3 a.m. Your time. You are certainly on fire, my friend. Well, I think you have basically taken over the news cycle for the next week on this
great
broadcast.
Great. You know, just let's talk about something exciting. Me. Not all this other boring garbage crap, you know?
Man, Charlie. But, I mean, you're describing this. You're saying you've come out of a cult after 20 years, and that's why you're on fire.
They suffocated my soul. They hijacked my brain. They brainwashed my friends and my family. Now I hate them violently, and I will use every soldier in my army to defend myself against them because they will come at me. They will come at me with all of their doctors and their talking heads and all their other freaking loser clowns. And shame on these outlets that give these people the time to speak about me. How dare they speak of me? We've never met. How dare they? That's another thing. One of my other credos, everybody has a black belt and carries a gun. I don't mess with people. I don't get up in people's grills and tell them, I must now impose my silly will on you. But, dude, we just met, and all I did was ask you for a cigarette. I'm like, yes, but... But, and you know, dude, everything after but is just dial tone. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, but believe me, Charlie, I am really hearing you today. Basically, you're telling the world, I'm an individual. I control my own destiny. Stop speaking for me. I mean, look, I get calls probably every week for 6 years from the Hollywood Reporter, ABC News. My phone's over here ringing off the hook with national media. And I called you this morning and said, I'm getting TMZ and other people calling me. I said, I don't want to comment. I just want to let you speak for yourself. You said, absolutely, absolutely. See, I mean, I don't run around. The one time I went on TV to talk about when you first went public for 9/11 Truth, I called you and said, do you even want me to do this? I don't want to speak for you. Why don't you go on? You said, no, do it. But then all these other people you let into your life, and they just give out all your personal information on and on and on, and it's wrong.
Yeah, but they think it's personal. They think it's information. It's nothing. It's a smokescreen, dude. It's, come on. They don't know me. They never will. They don't deserve to. You know, I'm rolling out magic, bro, and I must save it for my family.
Well, Charlie Sheen, Indomitable, just off the charts interview here. Let's bring up your friend, somebody who is defeated J.P. Morgan. Of course, everybody knows Lenny Dykstra. And, of course, he won the World Series championship in 86 with the Mets. I'm not going to go over his whole record, but he's one of the greats. Hit 400 in August. I mean, Charlie, you introduced him. Nails is here. Tell us about Nails.
He's hardcore. And it's with a capital C. There's a movie called Hardcore with George C. Scott. So you can be hardcore and just be George Scott. You can be hardcore and then, you know, you get a lowercase c. My man is an uppercase George C. Scott hardcore.
Here he is. Nails, you've been sitting here for 20 minutes on hold. What do you think of what Charlie is saying?
I don't want him to stop. I mean, and Charlie knows me. I don't really tell him what he wants to hear. I just tell him the truth.
Which is why we love each other unconditionally and with violence. And you're one of the best dudes alive, bro.
No, you are. I mean, look, the thing about me is a lot of people don't like me because I tell the truth. And right now, Charlie is when I say in fuego, the guy's on point. I mean, and when I say on point, I mean, it's almost like he's on a mission. Anybody in his way, they're going to get mowed down. And if they don't like it, that's just the way it is. And,
well, do you remember that bald fool, Lenny, that came in with his therapy and his voodoo, and he tried to judge me? He said I was too excited. The only thing I got excited about was catching the last drop of blood just before his beheaded silly dome made contact with my beautiful wooden floor in my home in front of my children.
I tell you, plus the way the man uses the English language is the thing about you, Charlie, is
yes.
People do not realize how brilliant you are. And by the way,
oh, you're too kind, but you speak
no,
the truth.
I'm not a guy that gets on his knees, if you know what I mean. If you know what I mean.
I got you, bro. Neither am I. I think you know what I mean.
But what I'm saying is, I like to be around people I can learn something from. Okay.
Mm.
And if I can't learn something every day, then it's kind of a lost day.
Very well said, my man. Very well said, Lynn. Well said.
But what I'll tell you what's better said is, every day I'm with Charlie, he continues to set new marks. Meaning, I keep saying there's got to be three of you. There has to be. But there's not. There's one of them. And right now, again, I appreciate the kind words. And the one thing about me I can tell you is, you got me on your team, then you got the guy that'll take a bullet for you.
And I will watch it bounce off as I finish my ham sandwich.
Charlie, something we've talked about privately, changing the subject for a moment. I want to get Nail's take on this. The TSA isn't just in the airports now. You got to fly in a private jet just to get away from them, sticking their hands down people's pants. Drudge
right.
Report has the headline from Gizmodo: TSA agents pat down 9-year-old boy after train trip. They've got telescreens in Walmart saying, "Watch your neighbors." I mean, is this not the Gestapo rollout in America?
I mean, duh. Kind of right there on the open. Anybody that wants to ignore it deserves to have their privates fondled by some clown who worked the door at Walmart 7 minutes before that, and then it took them 6 minutes to get to the airport. Losers and clowns and trolls, all of them. Touch my children and I will eat your hands off your frickin' arms.
Well, that's actually what Ron Paul said. He said if America lets this happen and lets them train us to be slaves, and this is like prisoner induction training, then we deserve what we get. And Jesse Ventura said that as well.
It's kind of true, you know. People say, I can't be blamed for my ignorance. Yeah, well, who else am I going to blame? Your stupid wife? Good God, go away. Go back to the frickin' troll hole where you came from, fool.
Oh, man, this is... This is incredible, Charlie. You know, we're doing this interview here, and I just appreciate you doing it here. You're my friend. I care about you, and obviously, this is going to bring a lot of attention to InfoWars.com and Prison.
No way. They're going to ignore this. Come on. It'll be as though it never even happened.
Yeah, I'm actually scanning the news, Charlie. This interview
is already. Are we going viral?
I would call it. Not supernova, about a trillion times bigger. It's as if the entire universe of media is exploding right now.
Wow. Well, you know, that's I'm just giving them what I guess they want. I just don't know if they can handle it. And the truth is unchanging, Len. That's why you don't have to remember it. You just live inside of it, and everybody just falls down like plastic bowling pins. I don't know. Bad analogy, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, man.
Everybody's out there wearing a cardboard belt, like begging for something, and they get nothing. That's all they deserve, man.
Charlie, of the giant pantheon of Hollywood stars and TV stars, why are you the one that the media obsesses on more than really anybody I've ever seen? I mean, it's like, I mean, it's crazy. I mean, it's just Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen.
I don't know, man. I guess I'm just that. And they can't process it, Len. They can't process it, so they're baffled and they must write their silly words and come at me from a place of opinion and judgment. Yeah. That's why Brando says, Willard, have you ever considered, you know, being free from the opinions of others, from the opinions of yourself? I think today is a perfect example of just that.
Wow.
I don't know.
I'm just a broken down baseball player, man. That's deep.
Thanks, bro. I mean, what's that expression? You got you did take a few in the head, but you're still pretty sure.
I got hit by a lot of pitches, but not that many.
There you go.
I love that, man. Yeah. In fact,
I'm trying to start playing
some long toss, bro, to get ready for Major League 3, man.
Started with Todd Zeal the other day, and he was actually pretty impressed. And then one of the goddesses came out, and the reason my arm is sore today is because I hopped it up like 2 weeks sooner than I should.
I told you that, dude.
I know, but do not put one of them in front of me with a baseball in my hand, because violent things will happen, you know?
We're going to go to break and decide if you want to stay or go. We're going to come back with Nails. We're going to go into overdrive. This is pretty amazing radio, ladies and gentlemen, obviously, as you can see. But the government kills a million Iraqis. They're the good
guys. Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport Bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Cyclass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkey waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Well, Charlie, I am just really glad that you are 100% clean. You're on fire, and
again, people don't judge Rush Limbaugh for what he's done, and you're a lot better man than he on many fronts. And
but can I just say this, Alex? I've never met the man. Therefore, I have no personal experience of him, so I cannot speak of him.
Absolutely, but the thing I was going to get to, during the break we were talking about Two and a Half Men and what you've been told behind the scenes, and I do see some news reports, the rumors going on. You want to speak to that?
Yeah, I was told if I went on the attack, they would cancel the show and all that, and so I'm just sort of seeing if they're telling the truth or not. What was the thing you just said, Nails?
They don't like money no more. They all of a sudden stop liking money. Come on, cancel the show. They're going to cancel the show.
I'm going to be a ballerina dancer, man.
No.
Are they happy with the $5 billion they've already made off me, or do they think they can turn that into 10 in a couple more seasons? I don't know. I'm just saying. You know, it's a runaway freaking juggernaut.
Well, let me tell you what they're saying, Charlie, and again, these are tabloid sites, which is probably not true. They're saying they're going to have the show without you. That's like having the sunrise without the sun.
Yeah, watch your ratings, dudes. Watch your stupid ratings.
Whatever, do what you got to do, man.
I'll go make movies with superstars and not work with idiots, you know?
Who's giving that info? I guarantee someone from the show. It's a bunch of bozos.
No, it is. It's super bozo sites saying it.
Hey, speaking of not a bozo, but a real stud was Brian Wilson when he came into the studio, had him come in to work with Charlie and talk to him about, you know, Charlie's a closer, he's a closer. They're both kind of, you know, game on. And I'll tell you what, man, this guy was a warrior. And Charlie, I think you and him hit it off, man. I think you learned a lot with that guy, huh?
Yeah, and I hope it was mutual. I just know we were instantly bonded and on the journey together. And there were rumors that he broke camp and this and that, but that's all crap. He was brought out to put some fire back in Wild Thing's fingertips and eyes, because he says I have tiger blood and Adonis DNA, and I must make them weep as they watch it.
Well, Charlie, just so people out there understand some of what you said, you're now training with top baseball players, and I know that in powerlifting, shot put, and also power sports, when you talk about rage training, anger training, that's what the beard talks about, is, you know, like, hey, you just won the World Series, what do you think? I want to rage. You're talking about taking your passion and focusing it. That's what you mean by ninja training.
Absolutely, man. I mean, they're going to read whatever they want. They always bookend it. They tell you what, you know, they give you their stupid judgmental opinion about how you're supposed to feel about what you're about to read. Then they finish it off with how you're supposed to feel about what you just read. So when they come at me with a Q&A, I'm like, yeah, can we unload the bookends? Then I'll think about it, you know. But no, but this guy is, well, you saw him, Len. He's as focused and gnarly as they come.
He is, and by the way, the beard, you can't duplicate. He couldn't try to grow a beard like that. That alone put the fear of God in me as a hitter. Meaning, you have to tell the other players, do not stare at the beard. Meaning,
no.
And then the 98-mile-an-hour gasoline with the cut on it helps a little bit, too.
It's unhittable. It's unhittable. He made Ryan Howard, I'm sorry, Ryan, the best left-handed hitter in 50 years, but he made him look like an armless child when he backdoor slided his ass into the World Series. Just unbelievable. Wow. Wow, he's exciting.
Well, Charlie,
he's brought a different level of excitement back to the sport, like Wild Thing did back in '89 when this thing launched. You know,
yeah, the real Wild Thing, and that ain't Mitch Williams. I guarantee you that.
Well, Charlie,
you have every right to say that, Len.
I can't stand that guy, man.
Gripping the ball, come on, Mitch. Gripping the ball, yeah, I grip the ball.
Now some inside baseball talk, Charlie. You've done an hour with us. Let me say bye to you during the break, or you can stay on hold and listen to Nails, or you can continue. We're going into fourth hour overdrive right now. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.